Linda, we closed the show with a look back at London and the bombings there.
There were 4 explosions this morning in London, Renee, 3 in subway stations, 1 on a city bus. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this summary of the day's events.
The incidents took place exactly 2 weeks after violent explosions that killed more than 50 people in London. Today's attacks were much less severe, but there were eerie parallels with the bombings of July 7th. At lunchtime, when the London subway system was crowded, there were 3 explosions. In Warren Street, Shepherd's Bush, and Oval Street, people panicked and evacuated the subway. A woman who only identified herself as Andrea was at the Oval Street station.
It sounded like a balloon had popped, but a lot louder. And then we all moved to one end of the carriage. There was something on the floor. You could see something had exploded. And then we moved through. They opened the door so we could move through into the next carriage.
Meanwhile, on the east side of London, another explosion, this one on a bus. A spokesman for the bus company said the windows were blown out. Like the attacks of 2 weeks ago, all 4 explosions seemed timed to coincide with one another. But this time, there were no reports of fatalities, and only 1 reported injury. British authorities said there was no indication that chemical or biological weapons were used. Terrorism expert Anthony Gleese directs the Brunel University Center for Intelligence and Security Studies in London. He says it's hard to know how closely related these events were to the attacks of 2 weeks ago.
We really can't be sure. If it is a copycat by another jihadist group who are just trying to make it clear that they can go in whenever they want to, that, of course, will be an extremely serious situation.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke to the public. He said the incidents were intended to frighten people rather than cause real harm.
We react calmly and continue with our lives, and that's what I intend to do, and I'm sure people will do the same. And it is obviously a situation that causes people concern and worry, but I think that's the right response, and people showed it again in London this morning, and I think they'll show it again, indeed, from what I've heard of people already saying who've come out of the tube stations affected.
Meanwhile, near the Warren Street tube station, the search had begun for the person or people responsible for the explosions. Armed police rushed into University College Hospital. News reports said that medical staff were circulating a memo telling people to look out for a black, possibly Asian man wearing a blue shirt with protruding wires. Later, police said the incident at the hospital was over. They offered no further details. In the United States, officials briefed President Bush on the situation. He delivered a prepared speech to members of the Organization of American States. He did not mention London, but he did talk about terrorism, saying, "They understand when they kill in cold blood, it ends up on our TV screens, and they're trying to shake our will." Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff also followed this morning's events closely. Spokespeople for his office said there were no plans to raise the threat level in the United States. Public transportation systems here in the U.S. have been on high alert since the London bombings 2 weeks ago and remain so. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
NPR News will continue to cover the events in London throughout the day. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And for NPR News' Morning Edition, I'm Renee Montagne.